Lifetime hunter Tim DeMoss harvested a mountain goat in Idaho when he was 16. That's the good news. Bad news? The goat fell off a cliff and his horns broke off, so no trophy. Well, the story continues, this time with his wife Shannon. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
That was in 1977 when they had first went to Once in a Lifetime. So I put my wife in for mountain goat for years in the Seven Devils in Idaho. And I was actually in Australia with the military, and she came down to visit me. And on the computer, I brought it up, and that was when permits first started coming out. She was sitting beside me, and I was looking to see if she was successful, and it popped up. Hey, you're successful. And
so you're sitting in Australia looking on your computer, and up comes...
Yeah, Darwin, Australia. I was flying 8 over there. I brought up the computer and checked online her status, and she was successful drawing a mountain goat permit. I can remember her saying a dirty word under her breath. So I took 2 horses and went back to Seven Devils. I came home on leave that fall. She ended up shooting a really nice record book, a mountain goat. It's actually like 23rd right now in the Idaho record book. It was quite an experience. I had to grab it before it fell off a cliff. I was worried about falling off a cliff since I lost mine falling off a cliff. When we got up to it, it wasn't quite dead. She finished it off. I had to jump down and grab its foot as it was going off a cliff, and so she got all excited there, and we had to tie it off, and it ended up being a record book mountain goat.
Caught the goat by the foot. Pretty impressive. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.